of the artery by, you know, hardening of the arteries, it was called, by cholesterol, that this is what caused eventually chest pains and then heart attack. That's not true. What in fact causes the heart attack in 90% of the cases is just a small buildup of what's called unstable plaque. It's like jelly. And here's what the danger is. That jelly, if a piece breaks off, blood thinks, and blood doesn't think, but blood responds as if the artery has been severed or cut, and it starts to clot. So the artery is fine, but a piece of that plaque has ripped off. And now the blood clot forms, and that's what closes up the artery suddenly, and that's what causes a heart
attack. Trying to protect us.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it doesn't take very much of a blockage. I didn't have a big blockage, but it was unstable plaque, and it ripped, causing a massive blood clot.
And there are more reasons for heart attacks.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
there are more reasons.
There are reasons that have to do with your electrical system, you know, your nerves, et cetera, that have nothing to do with food.
Okay, let's take your test.
Take my test.
Let's take your test. And he's got it right here. And eat fat, be healthy. Get this at Amazon, Amazon.com. Where can they get your book?
You can get it at Amazon. It just came out in Kindle on Amazon. You can go to my website, eatfatbehealthy.com.
Easy.
And click on there. Here's one of you. Take the test.
All right.
Has a direct relative, like a parent, grandparent, uncle, aunt, had a heart attack?
No. Stroke, yes, though.
Okay.
Okay.
So put down
same for me.
Put down 75 points.
All right, 75 points.
Has any direct relative had a stroke? Yeah, that same thing. Okay, never mind.
Okay, never mind.
Were any of them younger than 55 when they had a heart attack or stroke?
No.
No.
Okay. So zero there.
Zero.
Are you overweight or do you smoke?
No.
No.
Zero.
Okay. Is your total cholesterol over 200?
No.
Okay. do you know what your HDL level is?
No.
Okay. So we can't get that.
I just had all those tests and they were good.
Okay. Was your HDL under 40 or over 40?
Do we ask?
No,
see, we don't even ask, do we?
They were excellent.
They go, hey, you're in good shape. You walk out and go, thank you.
So I don't remember the numbers.
When I come in here, you bring your test results. Oh.
Should we ask for those?
Yes.
Should we be aware of those?
I got them. The numbers didn't mean anything to me. I just took the doctor's interpretation. So.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Listen, I fight with doctors all the time on that issue. I mean, you have to fight for your own.
Yes, you do. Your own x-rays.
They make mistakes. They make mistakes.
Oh, I could tell you about one, but that's another show.
Let's
go
finish.
Ahead.
Well, you didn't know your triglycerides or your LDL, so let's see.
No. So I get a zero. Zero.
How many points you got so far?
I got 75.
Same 75 I've got.
Okay.
Okay. You're only in a moderate. You're under a moderate, so you don't have a very high risk.
Oh, that's good. I like that. No more waking up at 3 a.m. for me, by golly. No, I'm pretty healthy, too. I'm pretty healthy, and I think spiritually healthy you have to be, too. That's more important to me.
Attitude has a lot to do with it.
I do, too.
It's
you know what I have going for me?
What do you got going for you?
My parents are both 93.
Yes. Both his parents are listening right now.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah. And no heart disease in your family, huh? Do you have some?
My mother's parents both died of strokes.
Okay. Mm.
So,
but that can
but
have
they
a
were old. I mean,
that can be for a different reason, too, can it? It could have to do with your brain.
Yeah, and that's...
But my grandmother was a baker.
That's
she had
removed.
Lard. She was a great
sugar,
baker.
Sugar.
Butter was on the rolls. It was a different lifestyle.
So now, Matt, I hear you just kind of live like today could be the last day.
No, I
since
don't.
Since that happened to you. Yeah, he's a stand-up comedian. Yes.
Are you really?
Yes.
Yeah,
he does stand-up comedy.
Isn't that kind of high stress?
Only when they don't laugh.
Then it's high stress.
High stress.
It's high stress the first 20 or 30 times you do it, but then
after that, no big deal.
It becomes a lot easier. You know, my doctor said way back when, you know, 15 years ago when he put an expiration date on me, he said, listen, I would not go out and sell everything I own and you know, go party. At the same time, recognize you're not going to live a normal lifespan.
So why not then?
Well, here I am 16 years later. If I had done that, I'd be broke, you know?
Right.
But it changes you somewhat. I mean, in my case, I think I probably have done things that I more wanted to do rather than felt I had to do.
Yeah.
I do a lot of writing. I've got a novel coming out.
Excellent.
I do stand-up. I probably push the limits.
A little more?
More than I would have.
And you know what's funny is we all should a little bit more than we do because the day's going to come.
Where we wish we had.
And if you worry, if you worry, and sometimes it's not until you're old, and then you worry that you've worried all your life. You know what I mean? I see older people that say, well, if I'd have known I was going to live this long, I would have done more.
I have a good friend that I've known since junior high school, And he was always a wild man. I mean, just a wild man. And I can remember, 30 years ago, he said, you know, I don't intend to be a, quote, vigorous 70-year-old.
I'm not even looking forward to it.
Well, he's getting close now. Oh. And now he's shifted his...
and now he's going... That's what happens. Now you start going, oh, I love the birds. I think I'll go out and sit and listen to the birds. Remember don't you?
We used to say we don't want to live past 30.
Yeah. No. I know it.
Then you get to be 30.
I never thought I would be live past 30. Matt Bayon, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate
thank
your
you.
Book and all that you bring to us.
Let's have say
a,
the name.
Have a
Eat
good
fat,
life.
Be healthy.
Eat fat, be healthy. I like that. No cheeseburgers. Well, every now and then, right? Moderation.
Right.
Thank you very much. Read his book.
Thank you.
I feel healthier already. Thanks for joining us. We'll
You're
be
welcome.
Right back. We have a last segment here on Broadview. Don't go away.
1270, The Buzz.
You have a ton of product under your sink for brown spots or wrinkles or eye cream. You've spent money and it hasn't worked for you. It's time to find something with medical proof behind it. Hi, it's Regina, General Manager of Renew MD Medical Spa, and we have the most advanced laser systems and medical-grade skincare products in the Reno area. Now you can get rid of sunspots and smooth wrinkles. We offer complimentary consultations to digitally analyze your skin and give you the best options with proven results. For unwanted hair, veins, sunspots, wrinkles, and more. With board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. James Murphy, you can be confident you're with the best cosmetic nurses and medical staff to have result-driven treatments. And we're open on Saturdays for Botox. Take advantage of our specials this month. We're offering discounted laser hair removal. Save $275 on Juvederm. So call us today for a free consultation. 852-4500. That's 852-4500. RenewMD, setting the gold standard at affordable prices.
Gardening in our region has challenges, but it is not impossible to have a beautiful yard. Hi, this is Marnie Brennan, Garden Coach. Join me each Saturday at 8 a.m. on 1270 The Buzz for the Impatient Gardener and Interactive Garden Talk Show. You'll hear local and regional gardening guests at Saturdays at 8 a.m. on 1270 The Buzz, brought to you in part by the Garden Shop Nursery on Mayberry Drive at the Big White House.
Unusually beautiful Garden Shop Nursery.
Hey, when do you crave the refreshing taste of iced tea? Twisted Tea wants to know. After mowing the lawn, at a barbecue, on a really hot day, think about that same satisfying glass of iced tea, but with a kick. Twisted Tea is a hard iced tea that's made from beer, but tastes like real iced tea. And nothing satisfies like an ice-cold Twisted Tea. The next time you and your friends are looking for some refreshment, but you need a little kick, grab a Twisted Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Get in the zone!
Introducing new Duralast Gold Brake Pads, sold only at AutoZone. The new Duralast Gold Brake Pads have been completely re-engineered to reduce noise without sacrificing stopping power. Tests show their improved friction materials are virtually noise-free, and they're proven to last longer than the next leading pad. So get super quiet, safe stops every time with new Duralast Gold Brake Pads, only at AutoZone. Because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back. And we thank you, Matt Bayon, for having that experience of a heart attack. I didn't get to mention they brought him back 72 times.
That was kind of interesting.
Very interesting. And he mentioned, too, the foreword in his book from Frank Correa, who's an MD, who is local, he said, right? And one of the most amazing doctors that are fighting all these other myths that we've heard for all these years. I mean, we need new information. It's good to have new information and people out there digging around, finding that information for us, because we're very accepting. We're accepting, especially when it comes to health. You go to a doctor and he tells you this or that, and you accept it because he's a doctor. But I want you to remember, they're practitioners. They're practicing.
If you go to my website, jpattitude.com, down under the sort under the links, you'll find one for Dr. William O. Douglas, and he sends out a daily email, and I read that. And he's a contrarian.
Ask him what he would think of this.
He's already said in a number of his emails that doctors are concentrating too much on cholesterol. It doesn't matter what your cholesterol is. It's kind of exactly what this guy's been saying.
Yeah.
But Dr. Douglas is an old guy. He's like an old family doctor.
Would you worry about that? Because usually they're hard to change their mind.
It's uncanny how often he'll say something in his emails, and then 2 or 3 years later, I'll start reading it in the regular press.
Well, and that is how we grow and how we learn.
He's just got an open mind.
It's too bad. Trial and error, you know? But that is how we do. So be sure and go on and check this out. Eat fat, be healthy. And it is, of course, good fat that you're eating. Like you said, not cheeseburgers.
So bacon.
Darn it.
You want
it. Bacon fat on everything. Cook that bacon down, pour it out. We used to eat like that when I was a kid.
No, that's what my mother about my grandpa and grandma. They like had the lard and all the bacon grease was saved.
Yeah, you save it and then you fry your eggs in it.
Right.
You know, fry everything in it. Your fat back and, you know, peas and everything. Everything, you know, everything. We didn't eat much broccoli, but yeah.
No, I don't remember much broccoli when I was a kid either.
Black eyed peas. Of course, I came from the South when I was young.
I love liver and peas.
Liver.
Oh, my brothers and sisters hated me because when it was our birthday, we got to choose our dinner, and I would always choose liver and peas.
Oh,
and
my brothers and sisters,
Jim, don't pick a steak and french fries. And then I'd pick liver and peas again.
Well, I always had a problem with anything that filters all the bad stuff out of your body.
I know.
I didn't want to eat
But I didn't know that when I was a kid.
Well, no, they say it's clean. It filters it out and throws it out through the rest of your body, but I still can't eat it.
Yeah.
Certain things you just can't eat.
Well, if you don't like filters, it's the same thing with...
kidneys.
Shrimp, clams, oysters. That's what they are. They're filters.
Filter that stuff through the sea.
But who doesn't like shrimp? Come on.
Yeah, there are people.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that weird? I always, when someone says, I don't like shrimp, what? You're going to be kidding me. A lot of people don't like seafood. I didn't like fish as a kid, even though we ate a lot of catfish when I was young. It's probably why I didn't like fish, because it was fishy. I don't like fishy
fish. I just love fish.
Now I do. I eat all kinds of fish, and I worried. Actually, I'll tell you, I went, after reading some articles, that's how impressionable I am, I decided that the fish weren't healthy in the Puget Sound or anywhere, San Diego, where I'd been living.
It's true.
Mercury.
You got to watch where you're getting your fish from.
Mercury and all this stuff in the fish. So I went about, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years without eating any fish.
And you forgot how to swim, didn't you?
Oh.
You fell in a pool and realized I got to start eating fish again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fish oil is so important, but I don't know. You know,
well,
like
I won't eat fish from China. If I see in a package,
I won't eat
seriously.
Fish from China. I won't eat fish from San Diego. I won't eat fish.
They raise fish in some filthy ponds over there. Then they
filthy
export
everything.
It to the U.S.
Filthy everything. I was watching a movie and a site that talks about beef.
Yeah.
And the filthiness of the environment where they slaughter
You're talking
them.
Talking about the pink slime thing.
Stop it! Yeah, and the pink slime and. I mean, you can find something bad on anything. I mean, peanuts. I could live on peanuts, and I guess I should.
Well, George Washington Carver Davis, that's your name.
And then there's people that are allergic to peanuts.
Yeah. What's happened with that? Why? Everybody ate peanut butter when I was a kid. Now there's like schools that won't let you bring it in the building.
You didn't live if you didn't have peanut butter.
Right.
You couldn't have peanut butter, and you didn't have bologna, you couldn't eat. I mean, there was peanut butter and bologna. I mean, that was a staple in our house.
What else is your mom going to put in the lunch, right?
I know it. Well, anyway, Matt, thank you very much. You got to read his book, though. You got to read it. It's very interesting. And he's healthy. Look at him. He's a healthy guy. All right. What else should we talk about? We didn't get to everything on your list. We've only got about 6 minutes left. What did you want to talk about?
Cute stories. Did you hear about the Facebook friends?
Which one?
That turned out to be married to the same guy?
No.
You know how Facebook will suggest people?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
I have lots of them.
So these two women, you know, they sign into Facebook.
And they were friends.
Because they were both friends with this one guy.
See
one
what
of
can
them,
happen.
They were. Turns out they were both married to him, but they didn't know that. They just, Facebook suggested.
He was a Mormon.
Maybe you should be friends. So they befriended each other. Then they start talking to each other.
And they both were married to the same guy?
Same guy.
At the same time or different times?
So the first
life?
Wife went right over to his mother's house and said, you know what your son's been doing.
Well, no wonder he had another
and
wife.
Then he came
That's
home and
kinda
admitted,
weird.
Yes, I have another wife and another family.
How does a man do that? Tell me that.
I don't know. But
how does a man get away with that?
Why was he on Facebook if he was doing it?
Idiot. God. Those kind of guys are eventually going to get caught.
Going to get caught,
yes,
right.
About to be in secret. What else? What else did you find interesting? Oh, hey, they had the caucus in Kansas, not to get back to politics, but they had the caucus in Kansas today, and they were predicting that Santorum was going to win. You think so?
It looks like
Did he win?
Yeah.
Do we know? He did win. Sean, I'm looking at Sean. He's going,
I think they're still
know.
Just projecting. They don't really know yet. But
okay, anyway.
It's
that
not
was
a
something.
Big surprise. It's very socially conservative state, right?
Yeah, very. But who's more conservative? I don't know.
Well, socially conservative, that's Santorum. He kind of owns the
He doesn't believe in any of the social programs going on, which I like him too.
But, you know, Romney's won something since Super Tuesday, too.
There it is. Santorum wins Kansas caucus, CNN projects. Okay, back
to... Romney's won a couple places, too?
Is that projected?
He's won them for real. Marianas Islands and Guam.
Oh, so, there that ought to matter. Okay, what else?
Well, what'd you think about Obama lobbying against and killing the Keystone Pipeline one more time
again
this week?
Yeah, I think that's ridiculous.
As oil prices keep going up?
I know it. I don't know, environmentalists. I mean, how are they having such a big impact on him?
How about the Breitbart bombshell?
What's
that
up with that?
That came out this week.
The Breit bomb what?
Remember how he said he was going to put out a video on March 1st and then he died instead? So they started coming out with the Breitbart video.
Oh, yeah, right.
And it's a video where Obama hugs this Derek Bell, I think his name is, a professor at Harvard, who's a radical.
Is that on your website to watch?
It's not on my website, no. But my website does have a link to Breitbart where you can find
it. Okay, good. Okay, continue.
And a lot of people are saying it was no big deal. But the new chief editor-in-chief of Breitbart is...
Spliced and diced, they said.
He said that what we're doing is we're going to vet Obama this time, as well as vet all the Republican candidates, because we can't trust the normal media to actually investigate these people. So we're going to do it. And this is the beginning. So...
So even in his grave, he's watching
he's
out
still
for
working,
us.
Yeah.
How about the affordable government light bulb that only cost you $50?
Is that ridiculous?
Can you believe that? Well, at least they didn't pass that.
They gave them a $10 million reward, the government did, for coming up with this $50 light bulb. And the rules of the reward said you had to come up with an affordable light bulb. So why in the world did they win a...
You know, marijuana's not even affordable at $50. That's not affordable.
It's a $50 light bulb. How did it win an award?
Oh, is it going to last forever?
If it lasted 50 years, you wouldn't be in your house anymore, so you wouldn't care if it's still going, right?
Well, that would be all right if it was guaranteed to last 50 years.
Did you see my little story here about Godzilla, the turkey?
Yeah, what's up with that? Stalking a Michigan woman?
You have to actually, I think, kind of live in Michigan or a state that has a lot of wild turkeys.
You have to understand Michigan.
To understand how aggressive wild turkeys can be sometimes.
They are, though. They are. They will chase you down.
One of the funniest stories I ever heard is I have a former ex-wife who used to run a lot. Drove me crazy how
much
she ran.
Well, former means ex, so it's okay.
And she was out running one day down a bike path in Michigan in the
turkey hot on her tail?
Kind of flock of wild turkeys, and they started chasing her. She came home so upset, and all I could do was laugh.
What would they do
just
if they
the
caught
image.
You? What would they do if they caught
well,
her?
Well, they kind of peck at you, and they use their
claws.
Their claws, and they're just ornery. But they chest bump, too, if the males like to chest bump. So it's kind of freaky to have them come
puff up their pecs and...
And this woman can't come out of her house because she has a male turkey who thinks that's her territory, her front yard.
Oh, my gosh.
She has to run to her car.
Well, she has to get back out there and buff up her chest. And he'll run. Good story, JP. Thanks for joining me today on Broadview. Appreciate all of you. We'll be back next Saturday. I always cross my fingers every week.
Hope my ex-wife wasn't listening.
I doubt if she is. Why would she be listening to you? Okay. I am Jay Davis. That is JP Travis. Thank you for joining us here on Broadview. And thank you for letting me be myself again.